right, guys, it's time now for Smarks Say the Darndest Things. We got some music here.
Smarks
Say the Darndest Things.
No telling what, no telling when, never a dull moment. You think you know, they'll surprise you again, saying what they wanna. They're gone tomorrow, right here today. Let's hear what they have to say.
Smarksay.
All those magical things that come from the heart.
Smarksay. Smarks!
Always say what they wanna.
Oh my god,
ew,
super.
Why were you so bubbly when you yelled before?
I never cleared the throat. I got a trough full of water next to me. I was like, yeah, there were some gurgles in there, wasn't there?
Yeah, that's gross.
Rumble.
You got pneumonia?
Dude, there's a lot in there. There's a lot of fluids in there. It shouldn't be in there. Right? Nope. That's where the fluids go. The lungs? No? I'm being told that's not where it goes. God damn it. Super Showdown was Saturday, and I fucking didn't watch it. Although my baby was awake until...
I didn't watch it live.
I mean, I didn't watch it live. My baby was awake until 4 a.m. because it was a really rough night. So I came close to starting it, but I fell asleep beforehand. So I was like, nah, fuck it. So
you could have made a smart comment about that. I stayed all the way up to 4 a.m. then went to sleep.
that would not have made it because it's not funny. But you know what? Let's explain what we're about to do. We go on the internet, our friends, they go on the internet, and they decide, hey, I want to fucking go on there. I want to see what people are saying right as it is happening. Live commentary from people who don't deserve it. That is the internet in a fucking nutshell. And social media specifically. People who have opinions who don't deserve to have said opinions. And we capture them on here. Poorly executed, poorly spelled, poorly handled. It's like reading a Mike Chiari article, some of these.
It's hilarious. I saw your Shawn Michaels article, that's what you want to call it.
I don't know. You know who else saw it?
The worst five paragraphs I ever read in my life.
Let me say something to you. You laugh. You read it, and 100,000 other people read it as well. So deal with that.
I was just trying to get us
a click.
So
deal with that. All I know is that I'm big time because of Shawn Michaels' wonky eye. I think the picture sold the fucking article itself. I tried to find a good picture, and that was the best. But let's thank our friends. George Cruz, BG said a lot. Thank you, BG. Leon Sique and Oscar Jane Dorn. So I appreciate everybody who supports us and does Smarks Say Darnest Things comments. Keep sending them for every pay-per-view you watch or have to watch or you're
or
looking
at.
Even if it's just one comment that you thought was funny, I'll read your name and we'll read it if it's good. So please send them along.
And when you do send them to Donnie, send them in multiple emails.
No, don't send them in multiple. George Cruz.
Do only screenshots as well.
I swear to God, George Cruz just forwards me them. I looked at my phone. It went from having like 3 emails to 66 emails. And I was like, no, I can't
Wait,
do this.
Wait, you sent 63 Smarks comments?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I love this George. Is true. Monday morning was my final doctor's appointment for my knee, and I'm waiting in the fucking office. It takes forever, and I had to go through them then. So I did get that did make my Monday morning better because I got to read all these comments and delete
like you
all
said,
these
I had to
emails.
Go through the men.
Through them then.
Oh, okay.
He went through the men also.
Sure it's did. Raining men. Hallelujah. Raining men. All right, let's get into Smarks comments. Mike, you are number one.
I cannot believe there are 70,000 people at attendance, but WWE has no money to entertain them with pyrotechnics. This is really disgusting.
They did, though. I saw pyro at the beginning
of
the
end. I saw pyrotechnics.
Yeah, I did. he went to school for it. You could tell. Sure you did. Could tell he's in school.
He's a technician.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, but yeah, I saw fireworks. I did see it.
Mm-hmm.
They just basically do WrestleMania in other countries now. That's all this feels like. That's huge stages. It's honestly, it's a really cool moment, but it's just a house show, so.
You could call it the greatest WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
This guy almost seems to think that fireworks are the main thing that entertain people.
excuse me. This guy also thinks that 70,000 people were there, which I will debunk later.
We'll get to that.
Davey, get out of here. Fuck, scat! It's like when you see a fucking mouse in the house, you go, I gotta kill it, get it! The AARP. Go ahead, sorry that you.
the AARP World Championship match is going to be a fight for the ages. Winner gets 25% off Country Kitchen Buffet for the rest of the year.
I like Country Kitchen. I like country, old country. Old Country Buffet is one of my favorite places to eat. So I agree on deal. I love this. Is that a thing that old people love?
Well, maybe. Buffets, I don't know. I think.
Really? Because I love buffets, too. Is that, does that make me wrong? Like, I love going to casino buffets.
Do you
buffets.
Go there at, like, 3 p.m.?
We do. Special, I do breakfasts. I do breakfast buffets. They're delicious. Every kind of breakfast food you could imagine.
Mm-hmm. At the Big Boy.
Literally all of them. Every one of them. I don't know. Okay.
At Shoney's, down on exit 10.
Off, Shoney's, the last exit on your left. Okay, what state? What city? Like, any? What highway were we on? Yeah, I'm calling back to say fucking Stephanie loves his duck. It's like, all right, okay, take it easy. Seriously, can't wait to get the scoop on the Miz Bryan finish. Did Miz forget to kick out? Did one of them shit their pants? Does Taker need an hour to get to the ring? Is Triple H spitting a whole gallon of water? I need answers!
There was literally no scoop, by the way.
I literally, totally believe that Miz forgot to kick out. I would believe that. Daniel Bryan owning Miz.
And then he tried to save it and use it as manure in his garden.
God, that's how he says he's
flew it home.
That's his new gimmick. He's like, yeah, I got this. I'm on this new kick where I wear a diaper and I save the diapers, yeah. And it actually is biodegradable, and I use it as part of my.
I'm trying to help Birdie play train.
Wow.
Wow, dude, you gotta bring the shout into it. That's so good, dude. You fucking asshole.
Monroe Sky would learn a lot quicker.
Number four, please.
That was horrible, but a great way to start my day.
That is the perfect representation of wrestling fans right there.
Of Ring Rust Radio.
Of Ring Rust Radio, exactly. Yeah, it's good too. Nothing's like waking up like mediocre wrestling in your cup. Who's next, me?
Nope.
No.
Hashtag Ronda Rousey needs work. She wrestles like a dump truck doing a 3-point turn.
Wow.
That's a good visual, because I closed my eyes right away, and I just imagine a dump truck trying to, like, turn around in, like, a New York alley and just having to do, like, back. Yeah, just back and forth, like, a million times.
I don't think anybody was hashtagging Ronda Rousey, though.
I hashtag Ronda Rousey every single time.
It's weird. Shouldn't do that.
Why? That's her name, isn't it? I hashtag everything, though. Like, in life.
Yeah, we know.
We know. Kane is fit for nothing, lousy, lazy fellow. HBK was on a roll. If only Kane would have put HBK way. Simple.
Kane, C-A-N-E. That needs to be said.
And on the roll. We've spelled it incorrectly, which I also do. But lousy, lazy fellow. Is that? When I heard that, I was like, that's Mike Chiari. And he's a lousy, lazy fellow.
LLF, baby.
That's your new tramp stamp. It says LLF. And people are like, what is it? It's like, lousy, lazy fellow. Ah, that's my tramp stamp. I imagine you have a tramp stamp.
Several.
That's where the only place on your body you feel deserves art. Exactly. That area, you're just like, read a boat, a crack of my ass. I have fucking paintings and shit. Go on.
Knockout Dad Man with help of HBK. This was an awkward situation when Dad Man, consecutive punitive Triple H.
Who is Dad Man?
That's the Dead Man.
Oh, Dad Man! That's his name at home. He's the Dad Man at home. He just comes up, he's like, what are we having for breakfast? The Dad Man rises again! It's like, good, this is, hey, Dad Man.
I like how punitive is just thrown in here as well.
Oh, this dude's got a fucking education, for sure. I believe it. Number eight, please.
What was that?
Please.
Leave. Please. Okay. Leave, read this.
The Hounds of Justice took a big bite out of the Dogs of War and stood tall over their territory. Justice has definitely been served, and the most powerful dogs has been proven to be the best. Ah, yes, sir.
This is Mike Chiari. Yeah. This is some Mike Chiari.
Is that cool to say at the end?
His private fucking, his private Twitter account, his side account.
His burner account.
My burner.
Yeah, his Sly Guy 69. And he's
Big
like.
Dog Love 69.
No, it's just Hound of Justice 69.
Superman punch my ass.
But yes, this is Mike. He's very into it. Very excited.
Yes, sir.
Ah, yes, sir. It's all one word. I love that. I'm going to end all of our fucking text messages at that now.
Instead of HH, it's ah, yes, sir.
That's his name. That's his wrestling name. Jake, ah, yes, sir. Excuse me, how do you spell that? Holy shit. 9. WWE, please change the script writer. Nowadays, your shows are very poor and boring. I don't know how people watch Lively on Stadium with Spend Money.
I love watching stuff Lively.
It's better than Piratly. But yeah, agreed. I don't know how they go to the stadium with Spend Money. I mean, I know how you spend money at the stadium. A beer is like $31, but whatever. Go ahead. You know how much I like pumpkin beer? I went to go get a case of pumpkin beer. This is a true story. You know how much a case of pumpkin beer is?
$30.
$100. I turned that motherfucking case around, and I said, no, darling. I don't want this anymore. And he's like, why'd you call me darling? And I was like,
what kind of case? Like a 32?
No, fucking 24 beers in bottles. A case, standard bottle.
They want $4 a beer?
Dude, it's like $15 for four packs. Essentially, the case is a bunch of four packs. It's great. It's the best pumpkin beer there is. But it's
what kind is it?
Southern Tier Pumpkin.
Oh.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Schlafly. I've had that. Schlafly's also expensive, but it's more reasonable, and that's the better beer to get. Schlafly pumpkin beer, for the record. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's a good smart comment.
This is a long. It's all. This is my our new podcast, Getting Beardy with It, is about beards and beer, and that's what we're gonna do. Go ahead.
Okay. No surprise. Jump behind Joe has bad habits that makes him unworthy. He just isn't championship material. Plain and simple. Even scripted, they can't handle his bad habits.
Agreed. Joe's got some bad habits, dude.
Wow.
I think he's talking about his waistline. I feel like he's talking about some poor food choices.
Plain and simple, P-L-A-N-E.
Yeah, of course. Like, I want to fly that fucking plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good pun for, like, a name of a show.
Hmm.
Like a Amish pilot.
Hmm.
Right? That's Denzel. Good. That's pretty good. An Amish pilot. And it's plain and simple. This is good. Fucking write that down.
You're on fire today, Donnie.
Thank you, dude. I appreciate it.
But she was literally on fire.
Like that monk. Go ahead.
Wow.
Why? That's like, you know, history. I can make hot topics, you know?
Yep. The Annoyix one. Apparently everybody is ready for Asuka.
Oh, that's from
Got
BG.
Got him! Wow.
This is actually from BG.
Annoyix. It's all because he hates the name Peyton Royce.
Yep.
Yeah, I like her and Bayley Kay. This is from the Mel stuff.
Bailey Kay. I'm contagious today. Number 12.
So Bailey Kay.
I hate lynches! Attitude towards other women. She has to lead by example and stop being bully. A champion today can be a loser tomorrow. This girl must show some respect to her colleges.
To he colleges.
Yes, to he colleges.
Oh, I like how one of the greatest constants in all the years of doing Smarks is looser.
Yep. Looser, yeah. Looser is a criminally underrated part of this because every single time I see it, I still laugh. You are a looser. And it's just like, right there. You're not allowed to make fun of me if you can't spell it correctly. That's my rule. So,
I agree.
Yeah, so there you go. I hate lynches! Attitude towards other women. I like the change. We had to. He realized he came in too strong. He's like, whoa, let me back up. Come back in with a new approach. Number 13.
And it all went downhill.
It's very, very boring to watch Roman Reigns again and again with stupid actions. Tots always sucks. Please stop favoring such shields, very bore. There are many better options than this jerks. They matches, fully bore matches. Not get any entertainment.
First off, he wrote his comment like I do, exactly like I do my Wednesday wrestling minute, so that's haunting. But please stop favoring such shields, very bore. Is very, very good. I see where he was going with this, and I appreciate it.
Roman Rings.
Sounds like a dirt bike. Good.
Do not worry, the shield is Lion Team. They not feared Braun, B-R-A-W-N, Drew, and Dolph. They broken. Easily Braun Team.
Okay. Do not worry, the shield is Lion Team. This is my favorite. Is
child, like, please.
It's shield. That's definitely shield.
Child, please.
Child is now child. Now that you said that, do not worry, the child is Lion Team. I like it even more. I like it even more now. Do it again as child, please.
Do not worry, the child is Lion Team. They not feared Braun, Drew, and Dolph. They broken. Easily Braun
okay.
Team.
Second pass it was better. Second pass it was better, honestly. I like this one. Okay, let me put down my trough of water. Where is Randy? Shinshack, right? Yeah. Shinshack. Yeah, we'll go Shinshack there. Shinshack. Where is Randy? Shinshack and Finn. Why are you doing this? WWE, you're bad timing now.
Shinshack, bada Shinshack.
Shinshack, baby. I was literally trying to take a drink. I love the B-52s. They're awesome, man. Such a fun band. Okay, number 16.
I am so, so, so happy to see you, Cena, back.
Signed,
we love you, Cena Bottom. My heart pulls. Come back soon and join WWE. We want to see you every week on Monday. Nit Raw. You are too good. You are legend. 16 Tim, record champ, salute!
Salute!
Signed, Brandon Galvin. Yeah.
No, this was BG's burner account, Eminem Guy 41.
Nice.
Eminem Guy NYC 41. And yeah, basically I just hacked your phones and found your AIM accounts from when you were 14. And I found all your side comments. Number 17.
Totally devastated about WWE essentially killing the soul of at WWE 205 Live by taking the hashtag Cruiserweight title off Cedric Alexander at hashtag WWE SSD. May as well call him Rodney Dangerfield as he gets no respect. Give him back his title. And while you're at it, give the man a t-shirt.
Oh my god. This is the worst kind of person. Nick, this is the worst kind of person
on. This is the kind of person that spills shit all over. Yeah,
it is.
Doesn't wipe it up.
I'm sorry. What was that? Oh, this is actually George Cruz's comment from the event. Okay, thank you. Oh, yikes. This was George Cruz's comment.
It's a terrible comment.
No, I think it's beautiful. I think it's, I'm sure he was shit faced. He dropped the beer, didn't know what to do. He was so mad. That's all.
Remember that time Cedric liked this tweet?
That I do. No, he liked my tweet about him. I was like, my friend's too shy.
Yeah.
I got him a fucking like, and you think the man would respect me more than this.
If it was a retweet, he would have.
Number 18. Triple H and his Eagle and Shawn Michael Little Guy won against the Brothers of Distraction, if you can believe the bullshit. I got a bridge I show you on Hawaii.
What is Triple H and his Eagle? Is that supposed to be Ego?
Yep.
This is Donnie. This is definitely Donnie. Yeah.
This is speak to text.
Fucking
autocorrect. This is speak to text thing. Hold on a minute. Where's my phone at? I can literally do this. Ready? Triple H and his Ego, Shawn Michael Little Guy won against the Brothers of Distraction. If you believe that bullshit, I got a bridge I can show you on Hawaii.
How'd it work out?
What did it say?
I don't know how to respond to that. I agree, Siri. I agree 100%. But yeah, I think there are bridges on Hawaii.
On Hawaii, yep. Mm-hmm. It's like Long Island.
Yeah. Whatever. This is good, but and his eagle. I just want to see Triple H come out with a giant eagle on his shoulder, though. Like,
fucking American flag.
He buries it. The eagle thinks it's getting over, and he pedigrees it. He pedigrees it, shit.
But no, it gets back up, like, Ultimate Warrior.
I'm the national bird of the United States now, eagle.
That'd be awesome. That's
and then he pecks him with his nose.
Yeah, for real. He's like, by law, this schnoz gets me on the fucking stamps now. number 19.
I am shocked I was right. I was expecting that it will be AJ versus Bryan, and please don't think AJ buries Samoa Joe. We all know it's McMahon's decisions who will win and who will eat defeat. So if he will allow, Joe will continue win matches and we'll get momentum again, like Becky.
Okay.
Well, that is actually really wrong because he lost that SmackDown.
Well, no, but he seems to at least have a story.
Yeah, his knee's fucked up. That's
yeah.
A story.
Yeah. It's a story, though. They're at least giving him something. Usually, Shinsuke was just like, I don't know, win you his title. I don't know. But yes, I love that this dude felt the need to explain to me what was going to happen. He's like, you need to chill out. Do not blame AJ for this. Do not blame AJ for this. This is his fucking son. He's like, no.
He thinks people are going to look at AJ like Triple H.
Yep.
Or something.
Yeah. That's impossible. He's actually good. Go ahead. Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next Ryback is Samoa Joe. Always pushed to a title shot, but never wins over political agendas. Why the ratings suck.
Wow. Okay. So,
Samoa.
I thought he was trying to say that Samoa Joe sucked by comparing him to Ryback, but then he, like, turned it around as if
he
Ryback
flipped that
was
shit
great.
On you.
It
he,
got screwed.
Yeah,
yeah.
He
Ryback
flipped that
was
dumb
the rating.
He flipped your dumb shit, huh?
Sure did.
Got him.
I agree. This is why the ratings suck. This match was in memoriam of my grandmom. I'm sorry. This match was in memoriam of my grandma. She always loves this entertainment, but WWE always screw again.
Okay. I'll leave that there.
Yeah, I don't even know what this in memoriam of my dead grandmom. She loves the entertainment, but WWE always screw again.
She's alive.
Maybe not.
No, why would you in memoriam?
It wouldn't be in memoriam,
no,
then.
Yeah, would not.
I don't think this person knows.
He memoriam. Memoriam. It's okay. He just got some letters mixed up and he had a rough night.
It was close.
There was some drinks had. He had a rough night. Go ahead, number 22.
He also says loves, not loved.
That's true.
She's alive.
Well, he hasn't come to grips with it yet.
Yeah, she's next to him in the chair.
Yikes. It's a Norman Bates situation.
Yep.
Two old mans fight main event. It's become two Rost main event I ever see in WWE history.
Yes. Finally, okay. Some fucking voice of reason. This is my comment. This was the one from my account. Good. Got him. Number 23.
Of course, Axe Triple H wins. He's married to the boss's daughter. It's all been handed to him. Hell, he wouldn't even let us have Axe Sting versus Undertaker. What a joke! Hashtag Undertaker forever.
This really is Donnie, right?
This is fucking awesome, man. This is a great comment. I read this one and I was just like, "Fuck yeah, man! This old guy's got some really good points."
You're adding Triple H and Sting.
Yeah, of course. I want them to say what I have to say. Wow. But I wouldn't at Stephanie. I just said boss's daughter. I'm not crazy.
Like the movie.
Yes, exactly. Jahan Cena, best of all time. What he do, he always be a best. And good looking Jahan Cena, sir, avoid trolls.
We got a lot of BJ comments.
For real. I like that he's all over the board. He's happy to see Jahan Cena. J-H-O-N, Jahan Cena. He's here to do his best. And then he's like, you know what? I see some people talking about your hair. But you're looking Jahan Cena, sir. Good looking. Sir, avoid trolls. As well as my, that's actually a good fucking message. We're trolling him, so I apologize. Number 25.
Couldn't do a job for Sting. Couldn't do a job for Taker. I swear, it's like WCW Hogan all over
it
again.
It really is! It's a good point!
He did all the fucking jobs for Taker.
Oh my God.
He lost him three times at WrestleMania. This fucking nothing match all of a sudden is a problem for
this
people.
This is a fucking great comment, man. I had some fun. A lot of people are fucking dead on right now about the trip, man. Okay, now let's finish strong here with number 26.
Make it rains in Austria. Roman needs to show kangaroos. He's a big dog.
It's Roman. Yeah. It's Roman.
Austria, baby.
Okay. That was a really good one. I want to do that one. I'm going to do it right now. Make it rains in Austria. Romaine needs to show kangaroos he's a big dog. Hashtag Super Showdown. I don't like that. That's a good one. BG, Mike Carey, got ones you like? Mike Carey?
Triple H and his eagle and Shawn Michael, little guy, one against the Brothers of Distraction. If you can believe the bullshit, I got a bridge I can show you on Hawaii.
I'm almost positive there are a few bridges over there.
Gotta be. How do you get from island to island if there's not?
You sail.
That's a lot of work.
You swim.
That's a good answer, though. No, that's the more work.
No, it's a beautiful swim. I don't know. From I don't know. But go ahead. BG, you got another one?
Oh, knock out Dad Man with help of HBK. This is an awkward situation when Dad Man can second the punitive Triple H.
Okay, so when
Dad Man.
When I first read this, I thought Triple H was Dad Man.
No, that's what I thought too. Because you're thinking about disappointed dad.
Yeah,
because just...
I'm thinking him as like a dad, and he's just like, yeah. I see him being like, he'd see, all right, yeah, the fucking, this is the meeting of the fucking the Brownies Troop 507. We gotta sell more cookies this year. We got a camping trip in July. Like, I can see this happening with him. And I can see him being dad man.
Oh, you know why it is, Donnie? It's because he misspelled Triple H to start. It's not it's supposed to be Triple H. Triple H knock out Dad Man with help.
It's okay. It's an That makes a lot more sense. I was like, why would you just start
with
that?
That's why we were thinking that. That's why we were thinking Dad Man was Triple H.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair. I see we learned. It's once we break these comments down, we really learn who these people are.
You have to really dissect
it. Yeah, we do. Not too much, though, because I don't care that much. Number 13, I'm going to read this one because I love it. It's very, very boring to watch Romeo Rings again and again with stupid actions. The hot owls sucks. Please stop favoring such shields. Very bore. There are many better options than this jerks. They matches fully bore matches. Not get any entertainment.
Wow.
That's a fucking zing zone fucking one, dude. You got fucking Romeo got owned, baby. And let me say something. Guys, do you want to send in comments the next edition of Smart Say Donuts Things? RingRustRadio@yahoo.com. I don't think anybody was awake. There definitely wasn't. There was a lot of comments this time. A lot of really good ones. But I feel like we usually have higher grade ones. I had to let a lot go through this time. Because nobody was awake. No one helped really this time except for our Oscar, Jane Dorn, George, BG, and Leon CK one more time. Fucking helped out so much. Thank you all so much. We really genuinely appreciate it. Did you guys have fun doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, Mike, could you sound any less fucking
good? It'd be fun if people came on the show and did it with us.
Yeah, I want someone to come on and do it with us. Who did it before? Didn't someone do that before?
Manish did it.
Manish,
and I think Dante did.
Manish came on as a doctor and instantly fucking lost doctor credibility by being part of the show.
Nobody heard it. No other doctor heard that.
Yeah. I noticed he disappeared, too. He left. I haven't seen him since.
Uh-oh.
Smart.
He's like, I hate those guys. They're a bunch of jerks. We love you, Doc. But, all right, guys, we got to move on. All right, guys, it's time for another edition of Ring Rust Retro.
I dedicate this to the throwbacks. Like seeing a shirt in 06, ECW, one night stand. I won't hold back. Like take the remedies to battle in the backlash. 07 to one man stand. We'll bring it back to the days of Lord Alfred Hayes. Hall and Nash and Jade, Hollywood drops the leg. They say the days of old are the best, though. That's why we bring to you Ring Rust Retro. Let's go.
Very excited about this because we're doing a movie tonight. We're doing a movie review. It is the John Cena classic, the vehicle, Blockers. It was in the movie theaters pretty recently. Wifey and I considered going to see it in the movies, and we did not.
I want to see it. Great decision.
But we got to see it at home, which was very fun because I was under the influence, which is, you know, it makes any movie better, especially one where I have to stomach more John Cena than I'd like. But this was very funny. This was a really enjoyable movie. It got me in the feels twice, and it made me laugh several times. So I consider that a good use of my hour and 20 minutes because I had it on 1.25.
Nice.
I'm dipping my toe into the world of
speed,
double
because it was so good. Yeah. Oh, that's a rarity. but I did it.
Yeah. I'll never watch it again, so I'll never have that problem. But so our buddy George Cruz, he said, I want you guys to watch the John Cena classic Blockers. And we decided, you know, that is what we'll do. Because he went on patreon.com/ringrustradio. And PG, when he was on there, what did he do?
He went to the retro tier and donated. And then emailed us, ringrustradio@yahoo.com, with Blockers. He was like, guys, I want you to do.
Are you shuffling papers? What are you doing? What are you doing right now? Are you fucking?
Cinnamon has a bag of popcorn ready for Blockers.
Unfucking believable. Because it's what it sounded like to me was like I imagine Davey Meltzer's fucking room full of papers, and he was just shuffling his feet across it like skating like a fucking ice skater. He just like check me out, skate, skate, skate. All right, let's get into this. As the father of a daughter, and there's another child on the way. This movie hit me in the feels almost immediately because they were talking a lot about dads, and it was a very, it's like, okay, I can see how John Cena and Ike Barinholtz, because I'm the mix of the both of them, felt in this movie. So I'm not looking forward to my daughter growing up.
At the beginning, when John Cena was crying when his daughter was going to kindergarten for the first time, in order to make himself cry, he thought in his head about having a child for real and how much he would hate it.
Yeah.
And then it made him cry.
He would love it. As soon as he had a kid, he hates
a fucking dog that's absolutely the cutest thing ever. He said, I spent a day with it and it was the worst time of my life. He said that.
I mean.
And then he wanted.
I spent a weekend with you in New Orleans and it was definitely awful.
You made it that way.
Nolo?
By being lame.
Nolo. As the father of a daughter, this then turns into a horror movie in fucking minutes for me because I'm like, yeah, oh no. So I'm very sad and happy and scared at the same time when we started this.
Like
movie.
How creepy it is when he puts his daughter's underwear in his mouth?
Yeah. That's very creepy.
But he called his daughter a stripper too, so.
It's disgusting.
Vintage Tampa John.
John Cena could be the next Rock. That's what I meant to say when I said that Roman Reigns could be the next Rock. That's what I meant to say.
You want a drink? Yeah, you guys want to go grab a drink?
I hope he means coffee.
Ike Barinholtz is totally me.
Like I said, I feel like I'm the mix of John Cena because he's very overprotective, but also a shitty parent because Ike Barinholtz. And then the best is John Cena, or the woman turns to John Cena and what's the woman's name? I forget her name. I don't know what else she's in. She said, I hope he's talking about
something
coffee.
Man.
I hope he. I'm just going to call her Brother Man.
I don't think that's a good name for it.
I don't know. I just did it. The girl, they all decide to have a sex pact. They all decide we're going to have sex with our boyfriends. And the one girl says, I don't know if I'm going to have anal for the first time.
Yeah.
Okay. She's in a lot of pretty funny movies.
Yeah.
Like what?
What's the one with Seth Rogen and Katherine Heigl?
Knocked Up?
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Yeah, she was in like
this. The one with Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
That was whatever.
John Cena also grabs his daughter's vibrator, which I thought was strange.
No,
it wasn't
a
vibrator, it was the bottom hand
brush thing.
Well, he thought it was her vibrator.
She tricked him into thinking smoking is okay with her quick words.
Yeah,
he's like,
she's
I'm
definitely
so proud
her
of
daughter's. yes. They talk about anal the first time, and I laughed because they know me. I'm like the guy. Did you hear the story about the guy in China? They were married for 4 years and they went to the doctor to why aren't we getting pregnant? Why aren't we getting pregnant?
Uh-huh.
And he's been fucking her in the ass for 4 years. That dude is the slickest liar I've ever heard in my life. He's like, no, this is the hole. This is the hole we're supposed to. Are you sure? It's like, yes, I'm positive.
Good for him.
John Cena rocks a cell phone holster throughout this. That's like the new age fanny pack, kind
of. Yeah. Honestly, a cell phone holster is a pretty classic dad move. He's like, it came with the holster. I'm going to use it. It's like, I've never once even thought to put that on my phone. I was like, put it in the pocket. Put it in the pocket.
Are you going to get one, Donnie?
What, a cell phone holster?
When you're that, like, when you have a second kid?
Honestly, the truth is, I'm really pissed off myself because I was snowboarding, and by snowboarding, I mean I found a piece of 2x4 that we tied a rope to the front of and drove right down this big snowy hill. We did. But I crashed and I landed on the phone and it's been fucked up ever since. So if I had a holster, I could just pull it off the holster, remember it's there and shit. So kind of, part of me kind of wants it.
And then get a chain wallet for the other side.
Oh, I already got a couple. I chain everything. Yeah. I got chain wallet. I got chain my pants to my boxers.
You used to chain your wife.
So.
She chains me, baby.
So there's these three daughters who have this path, and they're all leaving the house for prom, and the one goes, "I'd rather eat 10 dicks than one mound." And I kind of agree with that. I don't like mounds, so give me the 10 dicks.
Mounds are fine.
I was never really a fan of mounds.
Yeah, the 10 dicks.
I'll tell you this. I mean, I won't go out. I won't buy a mound. Mm-hmm.
But if you're presented with one mound,
if the option is like 10 severed penises, like Jeffrey Dahmer's handling this, and one mound, I'll be like, you know what? I'll just, they're just.
I'm starting to think that. I don't know. I think after all this Dahmer stuff, you'd be intrigued and at least try one of the appendix.
No. I imagine nuts like have the consistency of water chestnuts.
You imagine or you know?
I don't know. Just saying. Just like that's just.
Water chestnuts
are
pretty good.
They are. We wrap them in bacon.
I've never had that. Never had that.
Oh my god, dude.
So you're saying that that is what testicles taste like?
Yep.
No.
From experience.
Question. This is a true question. I need to get to the bottom of this. Okay. Did you guys go to prom?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit about it.
I was not asked to go to prom by a woman. I didn't have a woman to ask to go to prom with. I was at the time going to Votech and skipping school a lot and, you know, not focused on things that weren't drugs and booze, so I did not go.
Was Votech the prerequisite for Get Vocal?
Votech was literally, I went for auto body and it was basically us getting high in the fucking cars that we were supposed to be fixing.
Nice.
Hot boxing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. And here's the thing. Don't do what I did, folks, because I had to go then to college and pay for it all myself and work super fucking hard to get fucking through it. But I did it. It was awesome.
Good for you, Donnie. That's a good story.
Yeah, baby.
Cool story.
Thanks, man. Ike Barinholtz is the MVP of this movie.
So funny.
But Cena's daughter, criminally underrated. She was the best. Of the female actors.
I'll tell you in a little while who the most underrated person in this movie is, but you know who's.
Oh, okay, I will.
You know who I hate in this fucking movie? That Connor kid, because he looks like an American Russell Brand, and I hate Russell Brand, and I hate this kid.
So if you.
See, they should have punched him in the fucking throat.
Yeah, I wish you would have. That fucking smirk.
I'll mention this later, even though he came out to be a pretty nice dude. I'll mention this later. If the cook and. What's the fat kid's name?
Chad is cooler than Donnie, was another thought I had.
Can I say something? No. In high school, I was both Chad and the cook guy. If they had a child, it would have been me. A fat, out of shape, nerdy dude who nobody really likes, but is just kind of funny and just, like, makes people laugh, but also had all the drugs. Like, that was me as a kid. So, it was what it was, man. I'm ready, clean, sober now. I'm fucking feeling the good life.
You're not sober even now.
Not at all, no. So all this stuff happens.
Such a liar.
The girls leave for prom, and then they hear the one's laptop going off because the texts are like funneling from their phone to the laptop or whatever. So John Cena and Leslie Mann, they go upstairs to check it out, and Ike Barinholtz just dropped a deuce in the girls' bathroom that's attached to the room, and they're trying to figure out what the emojis mean, and it's an eggplant with a hand, and they think it means an eggplant agreement of some kind. But it's actually a dick, as we know, as I taught you, Donnie, many years ago. Eggplant is dick. That. You didn't even have any idea.
Donnie marked out for Yes Queen.
Yes Queen.
Yes Queen. Of course. I thought this whole scene was fucking hilarious. I thought every one of the idea of them learning, like, oh my god, and Ike Barinholtz like. No, you're not gonna ruin my daughter's fucking.
Right.
You can shut the fuck up, and then the fight getting into the car. I gave it 5 stars. John Cena versus Ike Barinholtz, and he throws him out, and then throws Leslie Mann out. This is very fun. This is all really
good. You're missing
good.
The best part of the emoji thing though, because there's the face with drool, and John Cena's like, "Why is that a face with drool?" And Ike Barinholtz goes, "You wish that I was drool. That's cum, my man."
Yeah, it's so fucked up. But this is watching this emoji scene and watching them trying to realize what was happening was like trying to watch my dad figure out text messaging when he got his smartphone. My dad never had a phone except remember the old Nextel phones and all the contracts.
I fucking hated that anytime somebody would do that. Right? Like, use a normal phone, please.
Well, that's small. Back in the it's work site.
I don't care.
Yeah. It's really
don't
good
do
for
it in fucking
sites.
Public.
It is what it is. But my dad never did, but he had it for work. But he went from that phone that he had for like 20 fucking years to this unbelievable iPhone thing that he's. I don't even think it's an iPhone. I don't know what it is, but it's crazy. It's like a computer, and he's got to put his glasses on to operate it. And I was just like, "This is my dad. This is my dad. I'm watching my dad."
Yeah, once the premise was revealed in the movie, I was all in. It's pretty funny.
The limo driver.
Yes.
Criminally underrated.
Yeah,
the most
so funny.
Person in this whole thing.
Yeah, and his name is Rudy the Main Man Glover.
And his entire goal in life is to make sure everybody has the greatest time ever at prom.
Yep. And then the best part is they're rolling the window up on him. He's like, ho ho, not done yet, motherfucker.
That's gonna be
and
you.
He's like, if you need any, no, cause he's like, if you need anything else, you know, let me know, says all stuff. And they're rolling the window up and he's like, fuck, that was my turn!
Yeah.
it's so very funny. And my shirts only look cool untucked for the record.
Don't look cool at all. It's usually a Bray Wyatt shirt.
Lager IPA doesn't really matter because we're butt chugging.
That's what you're up to already?
Butt chugs.
The butt chug?
Whoa. Yeah.
Wait, did you miss something? How about the part where they go to the one kid's house to try to get the directions to, or the address for the lake house or whatever?
Yeah.
And the two parents are fucking and they're looking through the window and John Cena's cucking out because he's just like, keeps watching and he locks eyes with the dude while he comes.
Yeah.
Hey, while he's coming. He had that moment with him.
That's not good.
I don't know. I mean, it could be. Whatever you're into, I don't know.
You also missed the one girl saying, it's fuck o'clock.
I didn't miss it. I just didn't write it down.
Why not? It's a good line.
It is a good line. In retrospect, it is a good line. I think at 1.25 speed, everything was happening so fast, it was hard to write it down.
I have a couple of things before butt-chucking. Like, at one point, Leslie Mann gives the plot of The Notebook. While she was looking for the address, and I'm like, that's awesome. So Mike, if you're a bird, I'm a bird. 79%. This dude, Connor, makes laced macaroons. And that's pretty brilliant, but the effects would not happen in fucking milliseconds. It takes some time.
This guy's cooked. He knows how to.
It depends on what the drug is, to be honest with you, BG.
Well, he must have.
BG. It depends on the drug you're fucking got inside the macaroon, man. It's like, today's different than it used to be, bro. It's like
that's
different,
fair, but
it's not acid, because I know acid will take some time, but if you got some fucking
acid,
stuff,
it's perfectly fine, like, not that long after.
And marijuana doesn't happen that quickly, but times don't change that dramatically, Donnie, because this girl calls American Beauty a romantic comedy, and she's going to grow up to be like Donnie, just all types of fucked up.
Did you see the ending of that, or?
Yeah, that's very funny. That was a very funny part. I don't think Mary Kate ever saw American Beauty, so she's like, what does she mean?
I never saw it either, but I knew it was a fucked up movie.
Yeah. We gotta watch it. Absolutely. You know what one of our favorite movies is?
American Psycho.
Natural Born Killers.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Natural Born Killers, and it's honestly one of the weirdest date movies ever, but it's one of our favorites. It's really fun. It's really fucked up, but yeah. Mike Chiari, legitimately, have you ever heard of the movie Natural Born Killers?
I've never seen it though.
There's your date night movie. Just be like, baby, I got this movie, and just don't even say anything. And then when you flip it on, just be like, this is us. This is us.
Man, I haven't watched that in a long time. Let's watch that. I am now up to butt chugging though on my list, Donnie.
Okay,
so feel free.
Johnny deserves ass beer in his face, I wrote.
It hitting him in the face, he's like, should I run? Should I throw up? What should I do here? He was very mad.
So Lisa is her name, Leslie Mann's character, and she said that she's had things up her ass, and then Ike's character just gets super focused on her, and like, I started dying.
As though everyone's running from this house where the party is being raided, and Rudy the main man Glover swears on his life that he's gonna get them where they need to go, and then he dukes of hazards the fucking limo by sliding off the fender and landing on himself. He's like, nope, I'm fine.
And during this, Ike Barinholtz and John Cena and Leslie Mann are chasing them. It's like a high speed chase. Yeah. One of the best parts of the movie is that Ike Barinholtz, he's seen every Fast and Furious dozens of times, and I'm like, that's BG.
Hell yeah.
It is.
It's super is.
And then he's like, WWVDD, and she's like, what would Diesel do? And he's like, oh my god, no one ever gets that.
It's not gonna work if you're slow and not furious.
And I also thought of Donnie's gimmick for Dash and Dawson when he did, they took that.
Yeah.
Still, like, the best thing you ever come up with.
His answer just, like, fucking falls right off the hook, though.
Yeah, it's very fun. This was very fun. And the crash and the blown up, and this is all good. I like all of this.
So, after this, they go back to that one kid's parents' house, where they saw him fucking before.
And you get the cell phone to get the address of the hotel.
Yeah, and so before they go in, Leslie Mann goes to Cena. It's the bottom of the third, and there's not a lot of game left. And he's like, there is a lot of game left.
But she just starts using it, and he's like,
all the wrong references.
The best part is she says something, and they're like, is that cricket? Are you mentioning cricket?
Is that Australian football?
they're mocking her, and she's like, shut up! Shut up! And so, this needs to be on the record. John Cena hates the gays here for not wanting to grab that dude's balls.
Well, no, that's not what that means. Although Ike Barinholtz said that they're both best friends with gay men, they said. So.
Yeah, that was a funny scene. And
the whole scene of them fucking in the dark, having to be silent in the dark as the two
subtitles.
People fucking walking around naked or looking for each other, and it's all subtitled like an old French movie or one of the old fucking
movie
pictures without the sound.
It was amazing.
Old Charlie Chaplin. And at one point, after
there's a little too much dick though for my liking, and then
there's a lot. Yeah, I don't think there's ever too much dick.
It's a good attitude, Donnie. No.
You know what? I really wish in Magic Mike I had seen more.
Or any.
That's true.
I saw a lot of bull.
After that car crash, though, Ike goes, because they're all talking about like being like superheroes. So he goes, my power is being super fucking annoyed. That's definitely Donnie's fucking power.
That is my power. I'm fucking, that is my, it's, once it flipped, once the, I'm the opposite of Rob Van Dam. Right. He's always like, I'm just fine. He's like, I'm trying to find my chi, man. I'm trying to find my sound. I'm trying to get centered, man. I'm fucking off balance all the time because I'm not fucking tranquilo, man.
Nope. Fucking crazy.
I'm fucking crazy. I'm holding I have a turtle too. So every once in a while I'll pick up the turtle. Tonight, I will clean her cage tonight and I'm going to pull her out. I'm not fucking tranquilo. Fuck crazy.
Nice.
My wife would be like, what is wrong
with you?
Are you
abusing the turtle?
Yeah, don't abuse
the turtle. No, I hold it very, I don't know. Did Jericho abuse it?
No, he gave it
not.
Fucking,
he just held it nicely while he yelled.
That's a fame, that turtle.
Yeah. Unfucking believable. Fucking won't even put it over
the
turtle.
After this, it ends up that they have to go to this hotel. That's where the after party's being held. And they run in. It's this fucking massive hotel. And John Cena goes, how are we going to find them? This place has like 20 rooms. And like, Baron Holt's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's got 200 rooms.
There's little scenes like that. They're just very funny in this whole thing. The one-liners and fucking... It's the lines delivered are great, but it feels like they just let Ike Barinholtz improv a lot
of
this stuff.
He needs to be in
someone
more
who just generally
comedy
loves improv.
Movies. He's just really good.
He's very funny. He was great on Mad TV,
he was
man.
Awesome. I used to love Mad TV.
I loved Mad TV. Gets such a bad rap. Okay, Saturday Night Live blew a lot.
They had
too.
A great cast
doesn't
for a while.
Doesn't mean there wasn't great stuff. Oh man, I remember Artie Lang was there, and he was
like an original.
My Black Mama. He was My Black Mama. Yeah. Basically, he got drunk, he hit a fucking black woman, her soul climbed into his body, and he became their black mama. And it was so fucking racist and offensive and shit like that. Artie Lang was amazing. But yeah, okay.
So anyways, everybody goes off into their rooms, and it's like they're gonna bang, and it's Chad and the one girl with glasses, and they don't bang, but he just comes all over just from having it touched.
He came all over her belly.
And, Chad has more sexual stamina than Donnie, is what I learned from this movie.
I mean, got a rocking body and fucking great freckles, honestly, brother. I love him. It's good, awesome. Good man. I love how he came and he's like, that was the best. And she just looked at him like, what? John Cena breaks into his daughter's room and literally throws the cook through the fucking wall and shit. And he's just like, nah, I'm cool, man.
Connor got
pretty
a
good,
fucking
actually,
attitude adjustment. He got buried.
I love that.
He did. And then Cena and her have a nice discussion. Again, here's the feels again. I want to cry. I'm a father, damn it. But he says, I feel like Phil Jackson coaching the fucking Bulls, man. And I said, I feel like Phil Jackson coaching the Knicks with Ringo.
Ew, that's true. But he didn't really coach them. He just assembled them.
Yeah, he certainly
he tried to
them.
From afar.
He coached them through a guy, and he's like, I hate this. And he's like, I'm
run the triangle. It's a real thing still. Do it.
Yeah. No, nobody commits to it. They're like, nah. So that was very fun. And then Leslie Mann almost watches her daughter get fucking plowed.
Yeah, but she got out of there, luckily.
Yeah. But it was a beautiful moment. Like, it was a sexy moment. That's fine. That's good, I guess. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to handle any of this. Because, honestly, this makes you think, like, what are you going to do when you're if you knew your fucking child who had grown up was going to have sex that night, what would you do?
Good
I don't
question.
Know. That's what I said. I don't fucking know.
Refer to this movie. I'll
tell you in 18 years, Mike.
I'll tell you in 29 years. That's the way.
Unbelievable.
Good movie, though.
Really
I enjoy this.
Where?
Well, let's hold on. Yeah, feel good moment first with Ike and his daughter. I thought, I thought her coming out to him was incredible because he's like, "Did you tell your mom?" And she's like, "No." And he's like, "Yeah."
He actually knew from the start of the movie without her ever telling.
Oh yeah, yeah. Cool. That shows that he really was a good dad down at heart. He just made a couple of wrong choices, and he also had a batshit crazy wife. You know what I mean?
I also liked how he treated his ex-wife. So.
Frank! I love Frank. Frank is, what's his name? He's actually really fucking
really funny.
He's in a lot of things. What the fuck? Can you look it up, please?
Hannibal
Burris. Yes, Hannibal Burris. He hands him his card. He's like, you know my favorite part of the card is he flips out of face with it and shit. He's just like,
this guy's gonna fucking come over here and talk about his fucking
he's talking. He's talking to the daughter and he's being like all honest and Frank's like starting to make sense and like break through with the daughter and the mom comes in. She's like, fuck that. You're not going to have any of these friends anymore. She's like, my longest friend is the fucking lady I know from accounting. And she's just like, what the fuck is happening?
3 months ago.
Yeah. He's a good dad.
Yep.
He's a good dad. And again, I wrote it here, but I was a mixture of Chad and the cook in high school. My wife said, Chen the Cook does sound like an ABC comedy from the 70s. Here's, oh, Chad. Fucking your face. but no, my wife fell in love with me in high school. We didn't start dating until college, but she fell in love with me in high school because I had long hair. I had like John Lennon purple glasses. So I was like, I didn't have a high bun because that wasn't a thing. But I kind of I was thinner and I looked like the cook a little bit. But I really was Chad all through and through. MK cried at the end of this movie with the sweet ending of them asking Ike to stay with them at the bar and get loaded because they're all depressed. But I kept it together.
This is not really a crying movie, but, at the end of the movie when...
Have a child, then you come back to
at
me.
At the end of this when,
imagine your child being with someone like Mike Chiari. Could you imagine? No.
At the end of this, when the kids are going on like a cross-country trip to California, they put them in like a group text and act like they're going to go all like do drugs and shit, and they get all scared, but it ends up being a joke. The best part is it says lit AF, and then Jessica goes, that's African literature. That's what that means. That's got to be African literature. He's so wrong on every emoji.
Yeah, it really is fun. But yeah, so this really was a pretty good movie. I laughed. I don't know if I'd ever watch it like again, but if it was on TV or something and I was watching TV and nothing else is on, I'd probably leave it on.
I wouldn't go out of my way, but if it was on, for sure. It was a really funny movie.
Yeah. I turned this into a date night with wifey and we ended up fucking loving it. It was a great time. So, this is fun. So, thank you. Honestly, thank you to George Cruz, because I had a lot of fun talking about that movie. It was one of those movies I was like, I'll watch it, but I never really got around to it. Well, guess what? You made me. And now we talked about it a lot, so there you go. I hope you're satisfied,
yeah,
George.
George, clean up a spill for once.
Okay, that's just mean. BG, if somebody else wanted to do match commentary or retro, how would they do
Patreon.com/ringrustradio. Donate to the retro tier, then email us, ringrustradio@yahoo.com, with the show that you want us to cover, as long as there's a wrestler in it. For example, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, starring Sheamus.
Or how about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles starring Diesel?
Yeah.
The OG.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's Shredder. He's Shredder, man. I love that first movie, man.
That's the second one.
The second one?
Pick either one.
The tape that was green. It had the green, yeah, it was a green tape, and remember the top that flipped was orange. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good shit. Alright, and we're out of here! No, let's move on. Alright, guys, it's time for emails. ringrustradio@yahoo.com. Keep it short, keep it sweet, keep it burning. Why are you laughing? Whatever. I don't care. Mikey, all right, go on.
This is from Nathan, Tammy Lynn, Sitch, Tom Lanovich, out of the prison. That's nice.
What do you mean?
Sonny, she got out.
She got out of prison? She was in prison?
In jail, I guess, yeah.
She broke out.
For like 8 months.
In the trash cans, like those two dudes escaped jail in the trash cans?
Could be.
You didn't see that? Fucking two dudes escape jail in trash cans, and there's video of them, like, hopping out late at night and shit, just, like, in orange. Just imagine me, like, going into a 7-Eleven. They dropped off, and, like, out of the trash can come two dudes in orange jumpsuits just running. You're like, what the fuck? That's what it was. It was fucking crazy.
Those guys.
Yeah.
Bad jail.
Ingenuity.
Subject is Lucha. It's a Patreon email. Go to patreon.com/ringrustradio. Contribute to the email tier or higher. Guarantee you get at least one email around this show every single month. Okay, so I've been listening the last few weeks to you guys talk about how Lucha isn't as good as it's been in the past. I actually agree with practically everything you said, but one part of the current season I absolutely love is Phoenix's heel turn. I was never the biggest fan, but the storyline is great, and just the way he acts like he's being controlled and almost zombie-like is amazing. Well, sans the drooling. How do you think his turn stacks up against any recent turns, or even just character changes, or ones you'd like to see? P.S. I live in Seattle, Donnie, and totally didn't know Raw was here until I watched the show. Luckily, I'd rather fall asleep on my couch than in an arena. Nathan, Tamulin, Sitch, Tomlanovich. So I really enjoyed Phoenix's turn because it's something different, adds another dimension to everything that he's done in Lucha Underground. But in terms of like somewhat recent turns that I've enjoyed, Sami Zayn turning heel to side with Kevin Owens, which I called. Knox heel turn on AJ at WrestleMania. And Randy Orton becoming a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
I think all of those have been better than Phoenix, but I've still really liked Phoenix's turn. And for ones I'd like to see, Dean Ambrose and Sasha Banks heel turns. Please do it now.
Yeah, all things he said, but I'd say that his character needed the turn, character change the most in Lucha.
Phoenix?
Yeah, because he was so nothing. He was just an afterthought for so long. And if you
Well, he was like a top guy, and then they just kind of like, be in trios and stuff.
Yeah, but he was just nothing. He had devolved into literally nothing
last season.
So it just, and now
he could have been like the guy with Pentagon Lee.
He should have been the Puma replacement.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Anyways.
Now he's Knight Rider.
All right.
Next email.
Well, you're welcome, Nathan, for that crack analysis.
Next email comes from Steve Mongo McMichael McLaughlin.
He's so mad that he has this nickname. You are such a piece of shit for giving him this
nickname. Poor horseman!
I fucking want to punch you. Like, that makes me want to hit you harder, dude.
He had a cute dog.
He had a ring. Goldberg came in and fucking jacked him up. Got the ring.
And Alex Wright was somehow part of this equation too. Yeah. I don't know how, but
he did that for retro.
He's the fucking Danzig German, you asshole.
He's Das Wunderkind.
Asshole.
He could dance so hard, dude. He fucking could dance so hard.
Asshole.
Yeah, I heard me say it.
Subject is Lucha Underground. It's a Patreon email. Go to patreon.com/ringrustradio. Donate to the email tier or higher. Guarantee you get at least one email read on the show each month as long as you put Patreon in the subject title.
And lie. Hey. Just don't even have to donate. You just lie. It's fucking.
I wouldn't encourage that.
Yeah. I wouldn't either.
I would. Hey, Ring Rust Radicals. I like to do a fun yet haunting hypothetical. What if Vince McMahon ran Lucha Underground?
Ugh.
How could you see him ruining our favorite wrestlers?
I didn't like this. I did three matches, and that's all I gave thought into this, because fuck you for making me think that.
I could see him taking one look at Matunza and going, I'm not buying it, pal. Then proceed to cover Matunza in barbecue sauce instead of blood and calling him Matunza Fun.
Yikes.
I like
making
that.
Him a jovial husky guy. That'll get over.
Nice. Yeah.
So let me piggyback off that one real quick.
Hold on. No, imagine. Hold on. Because I could just imagine Vince walking like into the temple being like, first off, too fucking cold. Turn up the fucking heat.
Too dark.
He's fucking dumb. And he's lace over here. Fucking who are all these people? Fucking get them out of here. Fucking everyone fucking out of here. Fucking, you know, we're moving to Connecticut. Fuck this show. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Imagine, like, these menacing vignettes that we see from Matunza, right? He's in a cell. He's clanging and banging. Mm-hmm. Then, when he comes out, he's in a singlet and a fedora dancing to Ernest Miller's music.
No, wow. No, I have a better. You say clanging and banging, maybe think of The Rock. So I can see him, like, the one time they have The Rock, they have him, like, take the head. He's out there in the one-piece suit. Like, they introduce this character. It's The Rock in the one-piece suit. And he takes off the mask. He's like, it's me, The Rock. That's how I got to wrestle now because of this. And he puts it off. It's the last time we see him, but every week we bring out Jeff Cobb instead. And they're like, nah, that's The Rock. No, that's The Rock.
That was confusing.
That should have stayed in your head.
Yeah.
All right.
I got some.
Okay, go ahead.
Killshot would have to get his name changed because that's too violent. So he'd be the thrill bot on 205 Live.
it's like when Suicide went to Manic.
Yeah.
Like that's Suicide's bad, but Manic, you know, what Manic Depressive, he's whatever. You're just thinking about it.
Cage would just face jobbers every single week for months on end, and then he would yell, "Feed me more." Mil Muertes would be Undertaker and Kane's long-lost brother who they thought died in an earthquake. And Jeremiah Snake would initially be this fucking awesome hacker guy, but then he would just hit himself in the head with a microphone.
And then go back to the independent scene.
Yes. Yep.
All right. I have Matunza versus Hornswoggle.
Interesting. We booked a card here.
Puma versus Ricochet.
I want to see that one.
Face himself. It's Trey Miguel against Ricochet.
And Pentagon versus Nikki Bella. Because he puts the top guys and girls against Nikki Bella because she's the top guy. Or girl.
Nikki Bella's the top guy.
Yeah, she's the top guy.
Okay.
Nice.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on. Woken Matt Hardy, Cantalani. Subject is mixed match challenge. Smarks A, week 3. God, you can read this.
It's a mixed match challenge. Smarks say week number 3 with Alicia and Jinder Mahal versus Bayley and Finn Balor, and Jimmy Uso and Naomi versus Rusev and Lana with Kevin Owens and Natalya and The Miz and Asuka in
so
the chat.
So confusing. It's just so many names.
It's not at all.
It feels like someone's reading the Bible to me and begats Jeremiah who begats Jebediah. It's like, what? I'm confused.
I don't think any of that's in the Bible.
I'm positive it says begats.
Great Gatsby. Number 1.
Good
Michael
play.
Cole and Renee, please tell your production crew to inform the ref to dictate the match. This way, it'll look entertaining.
Okay, inside baseball. We got the wrong communication. That was from
I don't think they
Michael
tell
Hayes.
Anyone
that was from Michael Hayes, actually. BG, that means you go second.
The only championship match, the only championship Kevin Orney can win... It's probably Nathan's hot dog eating contest. You would never win Universal Championship again, lol.
So my question, is it Orny, or is it Omi, or is it Oh My? Is it an R and an N, or is it an M?
Oh, I think I need glasses.
Yeah, I think
Oh My!
I think your brain is
a little too far away.
Yeah.
I'm sleepy.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm very sleepy. Renna Young, check your Twitter feed after the show for the Undertaker's truck from his gong to his smoke. It has it all. Renna Young, check your Twitter feed. I dropped in after the show for the Undertaker's truck from his gong to his smoke. It has it all. It does sound pseudo-sexual.
Gong is his dong, actually.
Yeah. Calls his balls smoke. I don't know why.
As at all.
Number 4.
I don't feel the glow.
That's the guy who got spit on.
Yeah, that's him. He's just depressed.
Yeah, he's funny.
He
he's
didn't
manic.
Get anything he asked for.
He's manic now. Yep. Go ahead, number 5.
I like Alicia hair to be red tip hair and short. I remember back then, old days, was that color. This hair look style is okay look.
Good. I'm sorry, I didn't know I was reading Vogue. I'm sorry. This is like an unbelievable analysis of the fucking hairstyle world. Darn, I hope Ashanti wasn't watching.
Ashanti.
Ashanti. I hope Ashanti Samuel wasn't watching.
You don't know who Ashanti is?
Is that the lady who died in the plane crash?
No, that's
Aaliyah. That's the person that they pray to and stuff. Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox, they pray to Ashanti.
Ashanti's a singer, darling.
Yeah, yeah, she does that song.
Remember with Ja Rule?
Yeah, she does that song.
She does that song, because yep. She's a singer.
With that voice, with like...
Mm. She does many a song.
With she's the like, words.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's how I get out of any conversation with somebody. Be like, yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, what's it, how's it go? Boop, doo, doo. It's like, no, dude, what are you talking about? God.
Amber is going to be the one to defeat Ronda Rousey one day and put her in the Eclipse.
I'm not sure if it was just a misspelling or she's trying to offend him.
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey. Put her in. I love putting someone in the Eclipse, too.
Mm-hmm. Put her in it. Lock her in the Eclipse.
Lock her in that. Well, you kind of technically do it to, like, lock her in as you're jumping over.
I know.
I'll allow it. I'm going to allow it.
For a split second.
Number eight.
Bring back the abdominal stretch. And...
This is Bruno Sammartino.
R.I.P. Friend of the show.
Yeah.
Bring back the abdominal stretch and comment like Gorilla Monsoon when they don't lock the leg.
Agreed. And if you're a heel, grab that fucking rope.
Yeah!
Hell yeah.
And you know what? When you let go, make sure it's fucking shaking so the ref can see.
Yeah.
And he has to go, hey, where the
No,
mother?
No! I didn't do that.
I need all of that. I've yelled for that since the beginning of this fucking long crusade through the back annals of wrestling.
Annals.
I tried to avoid it. Everybody want to genuinely ignore The Miz with me? Okay, 1, 2, 3, ignore.
Ignore!
BG Nobody and Mike Yari had to deal with this a lot in the lunchroom. They're like, do you hear something? I hear the wind blowing. Like, no, man, I'm right here. Talk to me, man. Be like, I don't know. I don't hear anything. It's the wind blowing.
You got a great dropkick, bro.
He just, as he pantses him and knocks his books out of his hands.
He's like,
awesome report on Dahmer, nerd. He's chucking his hands.
Lana must have had a meeting with Aiden about opening a bakery in Milwaukee. She definitely got them cakes, hard eye emoji, drooling mouth emoji.
Wow.
Is that a sexual term? Is got them cakes a sexual term?
Yeah.
I think it's what fucking Junkyard Dog used to say. Grab them cakes.
He did say that. That's true.
Is that sexual?
I mean, to him, I don't think it was.
Oh. I mean, I don't want them to sully the good name of the JYD man.
Dude, fucking, I watch so much fucking old wrestling. He is so awesome. He was, if he was in this era, he would have been fucking over AF. That's all. Is it me?
No.
No, of course it's not. Go ahead.
Wow, that worm was an insult to Scotty Two Hotties' legacy. Wow.
What a legacy it is. This is my legacy,
Wow. Is he the one who's dead?
No, you know that.
I was asking genuinely.
Isn't he like a fireman?
Yeah, Scott Too Hot Taylor is a fireman and a trainer. He's also a trainer at NXT.
Is that his first name for Riona? He had to change Scott Too Hot?
<don't know>.
Like, he's gonna sign tax documents.
His real name is Scott Ronald Garland.
Mr. Hot Bod. Like, what is this? Like, what are you talking about?
When he first came in, he was Scott Too Hot Taylor, and then he became Scotty Too Hotty.
I really do hope is like some of these guys change their name to their actual gimmick so Vince can't take it, and it's like hi, I'm Scotty.
Not many did that.
Scott Too Hotty, and this way he said, all right, Mr. Too Hotty, Mr. Too Hotty, can you sign this? Like, yeah, T O O H O T T Y, Scotty Too Hotty. You know how I am, right?
No, but, it's TWO because it's like a numeral.
No, he's Too Hotty.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Nope. It's too hot.
That's the confusion.
Yeah. He's just like, that's a common question. I understand. I prefer to just use the fucking number, right?
It's not allowed.
Could you do rules. That?
I don't know, is it?
I don't think you're allowed to use numerals in a name.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Prince was a symbol for a while there, so I don't know.
Well, he does what he wants. We're not all Prince.
Yeah, damn right we're not. There's only one. R.I.P.
You're too bad. Corvette.
Fucking, I can listen to fucking Purple Rain. I can listen to Purple Rain all fucking day. That I have that record. I fucking love that record.
Cool, you should go do that.
You know, I might go do that after I school your ass.
Can I listen with it too?
Yeah, sure.
Got a raspberry.
That's a good song too. BG, you don't like Prince?
Yeah, I like Prince. I'm saying.
Then why are you being fucking negative Nancy right now?
You're not acting like it's fucking 1999.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
That's right, dude.
I just want to go listen.
Shut up.
Really, all I want to do right now.
And we're out of here, just like Prince. Guys,
wow.
I was at Donald Wood at Donald _ Wood. Child Pulse Bleacher Report. Find me all over the place.
Oh BG. God.
I meant, we're done. We're going to go listen to him, right?
That's fucked up, bro.
Whatever, it is what it is.
That was really mean.
It's like the 30th most fucked up thing that happened this week, so whatever.
That's true.
But this is the closer.
No one gets here. You going to go, or are you going to fucking talk about anything? Or are you going to fucking just take it more time?
Just go to patreon.com/ringusradio to hear all of our retros, vote for our drafts, and so much more. And you can follow us at Ringrest Radio for this weekend. We're throwing up promotional discount to ProWrestlingTees.com. That's a good transition.
RingRestRadio.com. RingRestRadio on YouTube, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, 5 stars, or shut the fuck up at RingRestRadio on Twitter, RingRestRadio@yahoo.com. If you're still listening, you're into abuse at this point, so that's why we're yelling at you like this. Mike, how about some t-shirts?
ProWrestlingTees.com/RingRestRadio. This weekend we are throwing up big time price cuts, 20% off. Cut your price on Cut Your Dick.
Mine was better.
Disagree.
I'd argue that both of them are equally fucking awful. and you know what? We don't have a choice on song. We have to go out on the Big Show song because he's back. He's looking slim. Kudos to him for looking slim.
And because people tweet us.
I bumped my head and ended up in 2007. And saw Big Show and Randy Orton again. And I was like, what? If I see Randy Orton versus Sheamus again, too, it's like, that's just. It's
Big Show versus Sheamus, too. They're just all going to face each other.
Good. Mm-hmm. So triple threat matches for infinity. That's our hell. We don't realize we're all in hell right now. Whatever. It's fine here. Yeah, so we're going on the Big Show song. God bless America. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We're out of here. Here's the story of a man named Randy, who was working with Triple H and his girl, with vain hopes of winning gold. Like their fathers, the corporation's plan unfurls. Here's the story of a man named Daniel, who was tired of standing on his own. So he joined forces with the Rhodes brothers, yet still no one won. Till the one day when the Big Show helped Lil Brian, and despite taking a knockout punch, it looked like Show would battle Steph, Triple H, Randy. That's until he hits Daniel with a knockout punch. Till the knockout punch. Till the knockout punch. This is fun. Till Show hits Brian with the knockout punch.